This is Gabriel Severian. You are listening to Tara Banwell's Beer Newscaster, the audio speaking group. Here are the headlines for tonight. North Korea calls Christmas tree lighting at South Korea propaganda. Final U.S. troops departure marks the end of the Iraq War. Brazil's economy overtakes UK's as the world's sixth largest economy. Here's the news in full. North Korea threatened unexpected consequences after South Korea gave a church group permission to light a 100-foot Christmas tree tower on its 10th border. Two other trees will also be lit along the border over the holidays. The lights can be easily seen from North Korea, and the North has accused the South of trying to promote Christianity in its communist state. 7 years ago, North and South Korea agreed to end propaganda battles. This included cancelling Seoul's annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. In 2010, relations between the North and South worsened, and the Christmas tree tower was lit up once again. A North Korean website describes the tree lighting as psychological warfare. South Korea says that extra security measures will be taken along the border throughout the holiday season. On December 18th, after weeks of preparation, a final convoy of US soldiers rolled out of Iraq. The departure, which took place without ceremony, officially marked the end of a war that lasted nearly 9 years. Rough estimates suggest that about 105,000 people lost their lives in the Iraq War, which began on March 20, 2003. This includes about 100,000 Iraqis and about 4,500 American troops. The financial cost to the US was estimated at about $1 trillion. While US President Obama says Iraqis were freed from a dictator and given the opportunity for a democratic future, critics argue that weapons of mass destruction were never found, and thousands of Iraqi widows and children are now living in crisis. According to a team of economists, Brazil has overtaken the UK as the world's sixth largest economy. Brazil is a commodity-producing economy that relies heavily on its exports to China. Figures from the World Economic League table also confirm that Asian economies are growing while European economies are falling. The shift in economic power from west to east seems to be related to the production of commodities such as food and energy. The top five economies in 2011 are the US, China, Japan, Germany, and France. However, growth predictions suggest that European countries will have very low growth over the next decade due to the debt crisis. Russia and India are expected to take France and Germany positions of 4 and 5 by 2020. Well, this is the final news from me for this year. Gosh, could you imagine how fast the time has flown? Year's end is neither an end nor a beginning, but a going on with all the wisdom that experience can instill in us. I'm Gabriel Severian, wishing a happy new year.